escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
Alex, there has been an influx of criticisms or stories about how you guys are handling your scouting of opposing pitchers and what they are throwing.
You prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life. And, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park on a beautiful Fenway Friday. We know those are usually electric. The greens will be out and the fans will be out here on Lansdowne. It is a beautiful afternoon, a great day for baseball as the Red Sox return to Fenway Park, looking to get back in the winning ways that have been the norm here much of the season. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens here, WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Fitzy.
Hi-yo.
How are we feeling, not just about the Red Sox and their chances? Lucas Giolito will be on the mound tonight against Sandy Alcantara. I learned that at the trade deadline.
Yes, don't forget it is Sandy Alcantara.
No, it's Alcantara. There's Alcantara. The one A is like silent in there.
No, it's Alcantara. Like growing up, I used to play the game Contra.
Yes, like that. And I learned
up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Absolutely. And I learned that from Brad Foe at the trade deadline when the Red Sox didn't really do much. It didn't go get a pitcher of that ilk or better. They've stumbled and bumbled a little bit since, although the winner in that stretch was indeed Dustin May. But the confidence level in the Red Sox is one thing. Their talent, their pitching, their bullpen, their up and down lineup, the streakiness. What about the manager? The guy we just heard from talking about You know, some accusations that continue to be lobbed his way, their way, about pitch tipping, stealing, grip stealing, whatever you want to call it. He's had five ejections. He is the $21 million man. He's got a World Series ring. He's got a suspension. I feel like there's a lot that goes into the total package of Alex Cora.
His Wikipedia page is pretty dense for a baseball manager.
Yeah.
You'd usually think that it would be young life, whatever league he played in before, college, majors, personal life. No, no, no. Alex Cora's page is dense, richly packed with all sorts of stories, anecdotes, scandals. And of course, we here in Boston sports, we don't think we're at our best without a good gate or a scandal. And I'll tell you, the nice thing about this, actually, I'm going to try to spin it positive, not just for a change, but because I'm enjoying this Red Sox season so much, being here at the Four and especially at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. I think these are the kinds of things that where when you have a team that initially gets a lot of hype, then they falter like the Red Sox did in late April and in May. All of a sudden, when everyone starts disbelieving or doesn't rally behind the team, this gives a little, this latest sort of like, oh yeah, you guys are really only good because you're stealing signals and you're back to your cheaty ways. Cool. I love when it's blank against the world or Boston versus everyone. This gives me a little bit of those vibes. And I like it. And Alex Cora is the right guy for it.
So do you believe that Alex Cora is a American League Manager of the Year candidate? Is he one of the best managers in baseball this year in the American League this year?
Andy, thank you very much, Dan Ball, Stats and Research Department. When you have started 101 different lineups.
You look like Wilt Chamberlain over
here. You have played, I have had sex with 101 different women.
A scribbled white piece of paper just says 101.
Guess what that's for? I scored 101 points.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
SAT.
Yes. I couldn't even spell my name right. When you've had 101 different lineups, that alone, and you have a winning record, and you're 10 games over 500, and you're currently 1.5 games above third place in the wild card, hell yeah, you should be a manager of the year candidate. With all the injuries they've had, the influx, trading... They traded away their biggest player or their most famous player, not even mid-season.
Best player.
At
the time, he was their best player. Whether you want to retroactively downgrade him because of his attitude, whatever.
I guess
he's your best player.
Yeah, okay.
They traded their best player.
You traded your marquee player, your best player, technically. I hate calling him that because I always thought he was slightly overrated.
He was overrated, he's your best player.
Okay. All right, they traded Rafael Devers.
Why are you afraid to say the word best player, Rafi Devers, trade?
Because I think Jarren Duran was a better player.
What?
Where was Rafael Devers last year in the American League MVP chase?
Oh, so we're going to pick last year.
Yep.
A one-off.
This is
not an eight-year career.
Have you ever cherry-picked?
Violent hitters in baseball.
I was told Willy Abreu was not actually a good defender because it was only last year that he was a Gold Glover.
Very fair point.
Thank you.
Very fair point. Again, at Andy Hart Stadium, it is impossible to kick field goals because the goalpost is constantly moving.
Fun game, wouldn't it? If it was back and forth the end line.
Right, look, quick side note, real quick. If in professional football, you could say, like, I'd rather go for a five-pointer and the goalpost was moving and you had to kick it, it would be an amazing invention.
Well, I've actually legitimately proposed the other option. Not that they move, but that they move closer and wider. You know the close ones at Gillette? They have the ones that are like, I don't know if they're 5 yards wide, whatever. Kickers practice on it. Do that and have it go in and out, and depending on where you want it is how hard the field goal would be, how many points would be awarded for the field goal.
I love that. That's like
some of the kickers would.
It's a carnival game.
Freak out.
I know.
Lose their minds.
Yeah, they would. Absolutely.
But getting back to they traded their best player.
Okay, they traded their best player. One of the many things that have happened during this at times tumultuous, very excitable, the potentially fulfilling season, Alex Cora has maintained, and we've seen it here each and every Wednesday with our WEEI afternoon interviews, we have seen the equilibrium he has brought, at least to the public, to the Four, to the fans. He has been the face of calm and steady as they have ridden the waves of an uncertain but still satisfying season.
So the leader, according to ESPN, in the rankings for AL Manager of the Year
is...
John Schneider, Toronto Blue Jays, because obviously he has a 108.9 Earl.
Okay, now it's not Dan.
What are you laughing at, Dan Ball?
Dan, Andy asked you this earlier, and I don't know if you got if Andy was given a satisfying response. I just figured I would wait
to find out what Earl is.
I have zero idea.
You didn't poke around and find what Earl was?
Nope.
Well, when I Googled Earl in baseball, it said Earl Weaver's record, question mark?
And I all mean, these... which,
and
is, it, which is
And then Gem and I started swearing at you?
Pretty much, and then I gave up.
It's a value stat. It's very close to war. Considers factors...
What is the acronym?
Earl, they do not say on the ESPN article.
Edible arrangements relating to life.
It considers factors that tend to influence postseason balloting in this category, like winning above or below preseason expectation, outperforming run differential, performance in close games, etc.
Everybody abhors run losses.
There you go.
Okay. Random losses.
Love it.
There it is.
So it did not say what the four letters are, but it's a value stat, not measuring ability, but just a team's performance above or below expectation.
You quants are weird, first of all.
I am reading directly from a webpage. I did not come up with this one.
No, but I'm saying you guys are weird that you create something that clearly is an acronym, but don't tell me what the acronym is, and then it sounds stupid to me. So it's based on preseason expectations?
Among other things,
I mean,
yes.
They traded their best player. Their best player now was playing for the Woo Sox in the season. The Woo Sox best player was playing for them when the season started. Like, there's a lot of moving parts.
A lot. You've also integrated into the batter. You have folded into the dough a bunch of rookies, vaunted rookies, obviously high-rated rookies, but still, like...
What has John Schneider done?
This team has been in constant...
He's got veteran pitchers. He's got veteran hitters. The hell has he done?
He's managed the most successful team so far.
So, okay.
Yeah, but also compared to preseason expectation, the Yankees were picked to finish first in the division, and then it was kind of a toss-up from there.
But who told us? Who stood right there?
Who picked the Yankees?
A number of different people.
So people can be stupid.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Preseason polls are often wrong.
Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes.
But they're almost always wrong.
Okay. If you don't want to use the stat, then don't use the stat.
I don't. I will. I promise you, I will never, ever, ever use, cite, or agree with Earl. I have no use for it. I believe Alex Cora has a very strong argument to be made for manager of the American
League. I do, too. We'll just put that out there as well.
Hey, guys, the nice thing is, there's a home stretch. We have about 40 games left, about a quarter of the season, and your Red Sox are still a little bit below expectation. It's going to take a strong finish to get to 92-70, boys. But if this team makes the postseason, given all of the changes and the turmoil in season, he absolutely merits consideration.
This is an award that, to me, is very similar to, like, Comeback Player of the Year and football and some of these different things. It's so gray that each individual's criteria is different. But to me, you have to look at it more than just... Because a lot of times in football, it's the worst team that wins the most games, which sometimes can be right.
Yeah, it's the team that's not supposed to be here award.
Which is sometimes right.
Yeah.
Or sometimes maybe it's a good team that goes through a lot and actually overcomes whatever the adversity is during the course of the season. Or I would also say sometimes it's just, holy crap, those Patriots in 07 were a wagon. Bill Belichick put together the greatest team ever. That kind of thing. I think this year, Alex Cora, because sort of what Fitzy alluded to, all the changes, the manifestations, hell, his relationship with his president of baseball operations and the management team and the owner. Like, I just think there are a lot of layers to what he does for the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And for where they are, coming off the pressures of what they've been the last few years, they need to finish it.
How about dealing with Breslow alone? Should that not get him consideration?
Absolutely. That's what I just said. His management staff and their relationship is a challenge.
Sam Kennedy's on Nesson saying this. Breslow's on WEEI saying that.
That's another thing. How many voices are going on controversial local radio every week in Toronto? Do you think the president of the team, the president of baseball operations of the team,
a lot of moving parts.
I feel like there's not a lot of that going on in Toronto and a lot of other places. Should that matter? Yeah, I think that plays a role in what his job entails. So I think Alex Cora is a good manager. It's not just because we talk to him every Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons, but this was the topic of the poll today, not whether he should be in manager of the year running, but what are your thoughts on Alex Cora at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons? What is your level of confidence in Alex Cora as the manager of the Boston Red Sox? And the three options I gave were high level of confidence, meh level of confidence, and low level of confidence. Nick Fitzy Stevens, would you like to predict the answer?
I'm going to go with high, 57.
High, but too high.
Oh.
High is winning at 48% of the votes.
Okay, I thought it would get a majority.
Meh is next at 46% of the votes. So quick math says 94% are at least okay with Alex Cora or love Alex Cora.
Yeah.
This surprised me. This tells me that our text line and our phone lines and Twitter have a vocal minority, because only 6% have a low level of confidence in Alex Cora.
It's allowed 6%.
They're always like, oh, he should be fired. He should be this. If he ain't cheating, he ain't trying. Like, those are everywhere, like, sort of on my radar, in my eyes. But it's a small group based right. on this sampling of polls. And you're a Quinnipiac guy, so you can certify this as a relevant statistical measurement, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, much more so than Earl.
Yes, more than Earl. So Alex Cora, a little more popular with the fan base than I actually thought based on our stories, anecdotal evidence dealing with people. But what, Fitzy, is your – because I think what we're seeing over the last week is what will test our confidence level in Alex Cora, and that's – he's not going to have a great pitching staff heading into the postseason.
No.
Assuming he gets there.
At best, he's going to have a good one. He will not have a great one.
I think at best, he's got an ace, and then, Alex, good luck out there. Pat him on the bum.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly, like, it's what's going to be as important down the stretch to managing the beast, Andy, if you will, is managing the bullpen. Because if you're going to make it, you're going to have to, but not great. Well, look at, here's another challenge Cora will have to face. You're going to have to empty the clip, if you will, and treat every game. What?
Is that a gun reference?
Yeah, it is.
Not in this kind of economy.
Okay, well, all right. Well,
this state.
It was more metaphorical.
Mayor Wu is coming to get you right now. we don't allow guns in Boston.
It's going to take her a while. She's probably traveling a bike lane. So, thank you, Dave.
Nobody uses those bike lanes from what I've seen.
Thank you. So
it was actually funny, wasn't it?
So number one, yeah, it was witty. Go F yourself. So
was there a point in there somewhere?
Yeah, no, I was trying to get to a point.
Land the bicycle, please.
So you're gonna have to empty the clip per se. You're gonna have to let the bullpen get after it, kind of like when Ramon Vasquez was managing in Alex Cora's stead. But at the same time, you're gonna have to preserve them. Because if you get into the postseason with a bunch of tired arms and it's, looks like Bayo doesn't have control of it tonight. Here comes Cordic. Oh, every reliever's gassed. Weissert, 1, 2, 3. No, boy. Yeah, it's going to be a real challenge going down the stretch.
So one of the other things that Dan Ball put in our rundown as we're looking at Manager of the Year is ESPN had Rookie of the Year in the American League voting. And I thought this was interesting. Not necessarily. I think Nick Kurtz for the A's is going to win it. I think he's going to run away with it. Thank God his name's not Richard, because it would be a whole different thing there.
We're not doing that.
But the rest of the voting, Noah Cameron, Kansas City Royals, Jacob Wilson, Athletics, then a couple Boston Red Sox in the rankings. Fourth, Carlos Narvaez, and fifth, Roman Anthony. I feel like by the end of the season, those two will be in a different order.
Coming on strong. Do you think Roman Anthony is going to have enough at bats? He certainly has the impact thus far.
To win?
Do you think he'll have enough at bats to win?
No, I do not.
I
don't think
Narvaez, though, has been.
Didn't Kurtz have 700 home runs in one game?
I think roughly, give or take 690.
He's got 23 home runs in 81 games to start his major league career.
Yeah, but what's the deal with that ballpark? Is that one of those like minor league ballparks where they fluff up the offense?
It's a bandbox.
A bit of a bandbox.
So we got to downgrade his numbers.
No, he also...
We just made Roman Anthony Rookie of the Year.
He plays games on the road.
No, only half of them, though.
I know. I'd said games. I didn't say all or none.
Half his games in a minor league ballpark.
Okay, well, they count, too.
But yes, Roman Anthony and Carlos Narvaez both play into the Rookie of the Year voting and the Manager of the Year voting, in my opinion, because you're managing a lot of rookies and young players to success.
To me, Narvaez, between the two, has been the more pleasant surprise.
Oh, revelation.
Yes, because...
Where would they be without him?
We expected fourth place.
Night?
I can't even wrap my head around that. Wong and Blake Sable, or Wong and...
Blake Sable, I remember him.
Yeah, that's the
Blake
issue.
Sable. Wong's journey tonight. Yikes.
Yep, as I thought Blake Swihart, and you were like, no, Blake Sable, totally different guy in a different era.
We lead the league in catchers named Blake this century.
Imagine, like, that's a tough world to think of. So this season, in which it's still kind of... not a home run you're going to make the playoffs, anything like that. Maybe hingent upon you hit a home run with Carlos Narvaez in the offseason.
He's my MVP of the season so far.
I know that
other guys
hot have take ball.
Better performances. Obviously, you have an ace that has been established. Chapman's been unbelievable. Both the offense and then specifically managing the pitching staff, the framing, the ability to throw guys out. I do not want to think of a world that you don't have Carlos Narvaez, because based on the way Wong was playing, that position would be the worst in the league if he did not have Narvaez.
Yeah, he didn't get his first RBI until like June 27th or something.
He hit a double. He hit a double a week or two. The three-run double in San Diego last week, and people were losing their minds because a Major League Baseball player hit an extra base hit.
That's like seeing Haley's Comet.
You know, right, exactly.
You know what we could use right about now, Red Sox-wise?
A beer.
If I'm awake. A nice Sedin Rafael hot streak again.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
I've now accepted he's been about a month streaky. And therefore, I know the good is going to end, but I know the bad is going to end. Like, I've kind of settled in with what he is.
Right.
Just like, kind of like, look around the corner because the New England weather, wait, it'll change. That's going to be with him. And I'm fine with that. I've actually accepted that from the entirety of the offense. That was something that was included in Earl. Wins over expectations based on run differential or something like that. Yeah, is the Red Sox run differential a little wonky with the 14-1 wins and then the 4-1 losses and sort of those things? Sure. But they're also, more often than not, I would say, a good offensive baseball team.
Yeah.
I don't think other pitchers look at the Red Sox and be like, sweet, a night to pad my stats, a night off. I think they look at the Red Sox and say, if I don't have my A game, if I don't pitch well, I could give up a crooked inning. I could give up 5 runs this game. So I don't know. I have a sneaky amount of confidence in this team. I know I'm Mr. Negativity on the show, and maybe it's because I step into this ballpark and something weird happens.
You could have taken on this show out of that last sentence.
Yeah,
that's fine.
A little negativity, but this team, I'm starting to now tonight.
They're fun. They're emotional.
Yeah, but tonight could be a blow to that, because if Giolito has another bad start and now it's more bad starts than good starts in like the last month, then you start to wonder. Long term, worn down, season, pitch.
If Giolito turns into, here it is. Oh, Chow Bella. He got all of that one. Marlins, 2 sucks. Nothing in the first. Or let's say Alcantara gets out there on the hill and is like, I'm going to show you guys exactly what you missed by not trading for me.
Yeah, we don't want to see
that. And they're the Patriots cheerleaders.
617-779-7937. I don't know what that means. We're on indeed, Fitzy's right. Walking down Lansdowne Street are the Patriots cheerleaders.
Wow, how about that?
I thought he just had like a brain fart or something went miswired. And
no, that's my sleeper cell thing. Whenever I say, and there go the Patriots cheerleaders, a sleeper cell awakens somewhere.
Legit. We're at Fenway Park on Lansdowne Street, and 4 Patriots cheerleaders in their #1 jerseys just walked down the street toward, what is this, Big Al's?
Big Al's Block Party.
Big Al's Block Party is the special event of the night here on Lansdowne.
Wow, I like it.
The Caller Daddy Alex Cooper Part 2 in 2025.
I'm guessing cheerleaders are involved in that.
That would be my guess. Yes.
Safe assumption. 617-779-7937. What is your confidence level in Alex Cora? What is your confidence level in the Boston Red Sox? They return for some home cooking tonight against the Marlins. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending. So people can be stupid.
I think Jaren Duran was a better player.
It sounds stupid to me.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. The Red Sox begin a 5-game homestand tonight. They open up a 3-game series against the Miami Marlins. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start against Sandy Alcantara. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 6:10. And Will Fleming and Sean McDonough have the call of the series. The Patriots had a walk through today as they continue to prepare for their second preseason contest. They take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. From around the league, 2 preseason games on the schedule tonight. The Titans visit the Falcons at 7 p.m. and the Chiefs visit the Seahawks at 10. Both games will be televised on the NFL Network. And in league news, veteran guard Brandon Scherff, a 5-time Pro Bowl selection, has retired from the NFL after 10 seasons. And the NFL Players Association put one of its top lawyers, Heather McPhee, on paid administrative leave after multiple employees filed complaints with the union's Human Resources Department. The Revolution host Los Angeles FC tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. And finally, Braintree American Little League will play their second game in Williamsport tomorrow afternoon. They face Lamar Little League out of Texas at 3 p.m. on ESPN. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 18th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
If you go out there and you lose to Jansen Junk, I'm officially peeing my pants, okay? If the Marlins come to Fenway and you don't win at least two of those games, really you should sweep them, but if you don't win at least two of these games, I am officially peeing my pants, okay? I will have wet pants, and I'm not proud of that, but that's where it's going to be.
Seeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
WEEI Afternoons. Am I supposed to know what this is, Fitzy?
To survive.
Yeah.
Kumite, 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 Kumite.
It's a song from Bloodsport.
It was a long time ago.
Right now there's at least three people in their car rocking going,
I've been waiting to hear this song. Yes, this is my jam.
Feels strong. I saw the movie.
Great movie. Epic. Legendary film. Van Damme's best.
40 years ago?
I saw the movie 4 weeks ago.
What?
I watch it all. It's free on Netflix.
Oh, no. Definitely haven't seen it since the late 80s.
You should rewatch it.
Or maybe early 90s.
You've got a lot of Chong Li vibes.
It seems offensive, so we'll just move right on. WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Fenway Ford Clubhouse Studios. That was our own Christian Arcand. Before we had Bloodsport, we had Christian Arcand. I love how he explained, too, how, you know, what peeing your pants would entail. I'll have wet pants, and really kind of went into it deeply. But I agree with him.
Red Sox come home where they've been a very good baseball team, and they face baseball teams that are not very good.
I will Marlins, have wet pants.
Thank you. That's how that works. Unless you have a diaper on, then your pants would be dry.
So far, we've gotten Kumite, wet diaper, Chong Lee. Anything else we want to
Friday.
Get? It's Friday.
Sometimes you go off the rails on Friday, but I believe you need to
life
go
well-lived.
4-1 in these five games.
Correct.
The Marlins and the Orioles. The Marlins, I believe they're 3-7 in their last 10. Are they a little better than they were last year? Did they have their way with the Yankees? Sure. Don't be the Yankees. That was also in Miami. But you need to win these baseball games. And they're not without talent. So you can't just like, oh, roll the bat and ball out there and we'll be okay. But
I was surprised to see that the Marlins were only five games under 500, considering what a tire fire they were earlier in the season and how their own fan base has just veritably given up on them. And look, I do not anticipate in any stretch that tonight, on such a beautiful night with so much going on around Fenway, that with these great vibes that have been rolling through Fenway all season long, especially on Friday night, that you're just going to see a parade of Marlins jerseys.
Dan Ball likes numbers, so I'm going to throw two numbers at him because I think it means that the Red Sox should be just fine. The Red Sox on their season are plus 97, I believe.
Yeah, I believe they're still leading the American League.
Yeah, so plus 97 for the Red Sox.
Yes.
Minus 57 for the Marlins.
That means that they're not very good. They're giving up more runs than they're scoring, which is usually a metric of a bad baseball team.
So these two teams play, the Red Sox should win.
Yeah, they're
somewhat easily.
If you are what you've been preaching that you are, then yeah, you should be able to win 4 out of 5 at minimum.
If you are who we thought you were.
Right.
Then yes.
But is this team, have we reached that level with this team yet where we say you are the team who you're supposed to be, so we assume you're going to go out there and do the job? Or is there still some hesitation of, well, there was like, we did send Giolito Bayo Crochet to the mound. And we
do you need any further proof than in this past week where Crochet goes out and gets tagged, and then the next night we're all like, well, here comes another one, and then May pitches a shutout? I mean, this is the streakiest team in all of baseball. The only thing I can predict is that they will remain unpredictable the entire rest of the season.
And so I think we're in trouble.
Buckle up, baby.
Because I think they need to get predictable. They have an easy schedule down the stretch here of 40 games. They have an easy schedule over the next 5 days. And if they remain unpredictable, then we're going to start talking about typical collapses, not that good. They need to be predictable midseason, which was, are they just a good baseball team? Do they have a good starting rotation? Do they have three starters you count on? Do they have the makings of a bullpen that when the starters do their job and give you six innings, Alex Cora can kind of have a traditional game plan toward a closer and play that style of game? Or are they going to be the helter-skelter early in the year? Uh-oh, Giolito got knocked out of the game after 1 2/3, like he's Braintree. No, cheap.
Hey.
Too soon.
Yeah,
too
where's
soon.
Dartmouth? Where's Dartmouth, bro?
Nope, they're not in it.
Yeah,
so they're not in the league. So
better to have loved and lost than
independent
never
baseball.
Loved at all. Hey, the idea of the Red Sox going back to the frustrations of late April and May when we're like, what the hell is wrong with this team? They turned a corner. I would say in July, when they had that 10-game win streak. Now, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to be another 10-game win streak away from just like rocking and rolling and catching up to the Blue Jays, but you're going to get the long win streaks with a couple of these brain fart games where it's like, guys, what are you doing? And then just when you start to bet against them, out comes a Criswell. Just when you predict that they're going to get it handed to them, out comes a Dustin May. That's what you need to be prepared for.
So that would be my point, the win streaks. We ran the numbers, Dan Ball. We went back and compared. It was to have two win streaks of that size that close together was pretty rare.
Yeah, first time in, what did we say, 45, 50 years?
Something like that.
Something to that effect, yeah.
That's why you're a good baseball team right now. If you take away a 17-0 record in a short period there, a 10-game and a 7-game win streak, you're a sub-500 baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the wild card. We're talking about another August collapse. We're talking about big picture questions. And that's my concern, is that you rode those, but now you need to make the most of those. And now you just need to do what Alex Cora has asked about all year, right? He basically says win the series. 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. Go 2-1 all the way along.
If they just did that as consistently, remember the theme of the team, Andy, consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, and if they stay that, then they're not the team that I think they are, because I would even go back to the two lost series they just had. I think those teams did what they were supposed to do as good baseball teams at home. Playoff baseball teams at home go 2-1. And I think the Boston Red Sox need to be that or more moving forward, the Yankees are mixed in there. That's a good baseball team. Those are going to be some fun games. I was already looking ahead. I think they're all national-type games. They're all on national outlets. A few different ones.
Fox, Prime, yes. MLB Network, and then Sunday Night Baseball, I think, is the order.
Which is what old-school Red Sox-Yankees used to be. It was always, you know, a Fox game on Saturday, a Sunday Night Baseball game on Sunday-type thing. So those are going to be interesting, because the one thing that jumped out to me when I look at the standings, and Dan Ball's been explaining it to me during the breaks here.
Classic. But
with Earl and Ziff.
Nope, no Earls and no Ziffs.
And Babip, not Bispa.
So the Boston Red Sox, who are in second place in the American League East, yep. who are a game and a half up on the Yankees for the third wild card spot. They're the sandwich second wild card spot behind the Mariners, have a worse chance to make the playoffs than the New York Yankees.
Yes.
A Red Sox team that has been very good against the Yankees, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So they'll play each other four times coming up in a week.
They will, and I'm hoping for three out of four.
Right. And they've been good against the Yankees. So it's not just hope. It's like recent examples will tell you.
There's evidence.
Yeah, there's evidence. And yet the Yankees have an 83% chance to make the playoffs. I think I'm rounding up. And the Red Sox have a 73% chance to make the playoffs.
Right.
WTF.
My understanding, and again, this is going to be met with, well, I don't care, I don't like stats, anything like that, so I'm going to try to argue on behalf of FanGraphs when I say that the seeming belief is that the Yankees have a better or more consistent, but I'll just use better roster down the stretch than the Red Sox do.
When Are you out of your
the,
mind?
All the different pieces together.
Bro?
I'm not saying I agree, but they ran, what was the number, 20,000 different simulations of the rest of the season.
They always say that. You think they really do?
20,000,
no.
Yes. Because the computer, like the computer runs 20,000 simulations in the time it takes for one of us to disagree with each other or formulate a take.
Yeah, I think they fluff it a little bit, but proceed.
No, but that's just
every radar gun is juice. Blah blah blah.
They took the roster and the current numbers of the Yankees and the roster and the current makeup of the Red Sox, and the computer perceived that the Yankees have a roster that is built for more success down the stretch than the Boston Red Sox.
The computer ever heard of Roman Anthony?
Yeah.
Well, that's also part of it.
500 on base percentage over the last month?
Like the Yankees.
Like them apples, computer.
I would wonder, this is just a guess, I would wonder if the computer favors veterans because there's more of a sample size. Like Paul Goldschmidt's played in the league for 10, 15 years, so I know what he does in September versus Roman Anthony, Rafaela, Meyer, you know, all these guys, and even Crochet. They haven't really done much of anything in late August into September into October, so maybe he doesn't know what to base it on.
That's very fair, number one. Number two, boy, Goldschmidt, how come we couldn't get guys? Yeah. God, what a bunch of problems he would have solved. But three, think about this. Yankees bullpen, which, of course, we all had fun having a gas at when they, you know, faltered early on at the trade deadline. Eventually,
for the Marlins in one of them.
Yeah.
The Marlins were playing Sweet Caroline as the Yankees fans were exiting the stadium.
Yes. Pretty great.
But you have to imagine at one point or another, these guys not only will right the ship, but they're actually going to be plus high leverage relief arms for the Yankees. And I think that's what factors into the calculus here. I full well expect the Red Sox to finish with the third wild card.
That's a bit of a negative tone.
No, it's not. They're going to make the postseason. I think the Yankees will eventually pass them.
And they have to. That's the thing to remember is the Yankees can't just be equal to them down the stretch. They have to pick up a game and a half.
But that could also happen in one weekend because the Red Sox have lost their lead this last week.
Or it could go the other way.
It certainly could. Absolutely. And you could do the same thing against Toronto when you play them in September.
It sometimes bothers me, those numbers, and I get their numbers. So what do I care? Like, we've seen plenty of games where these types of numbers tell you this team, it was Celtics Heat Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics had, I believe, a 99-point-something% chance to win that series. Did they win the series?
No.
Oh, the
funny
Heat,
how that worked out.
That Eastern Conference will confound and infuriate me for as long as I walk this earth.
So there's a reason that I have little faith in these numbers, even just in games. Oh, you know, those little graphs they put at the bottom of all the stories now, like this was the percentage of win total, blah, blah. Oh, 98%. Oh, they didn't win. Huh, that's weird. 98%. So that seems like the 98% and then fail happens more than it should for my brain to analyze it. But I think the Red Sox have a better chance to make the playoffs. I think the Red Sox are playing better baseball. I think there is genuinely, talk about managers. Which manager do you think has a greater level of trust and faith both in his clubhouse and outside of his clubhouse.
Oh, it's Alex Cora, and it's not even particularly close.
Boone is a hothead who nobody seems to have any faith in.
Boone is a hothead, and
Savage is in the box.
Well, everything that we accused Alex Cora of being in terms of he's just submitting the lineup that Breslow gives him, and what Boone has been the puppet for Brian Cashman for a decade, and that's why you get a team that spends a lot of money, and when it comes to actually making in-game decisions against good teams in the playoffs, you don't win. So there's a massive advantage there.
617-779-7937. How you feeling about the Red Sox-Yankees? It's on the horizon, and it could be a battle for a wild card spot, playoff positioning, whatever it may be. The computers say the Yankees have a better chance to make the playoffs than the Red Sox, despite their spot in the standings behind Boston right now. Up next, Celtics schedule came out yesterday. We got the totality of the games for the Celtics this year. Jaylen Brown's team. Yes, I said it. For this year, it's Jaylen Brown's team.
For now.
We'll look at their national TV games and what that might mean about how the NBA thinks the Celtics are going to fare without Jason Tatum, who I last saw pushing Deuce off the side of a boat as he was going scuba diving.
His son.
Very randomly. Yeah, very random. Yeah, he was pushing Deuce off the side of a boat. But a little Celtics schedule talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
If you don't win at least two of these games, I am officially peeing my pants, okay? I will have wet pants.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What are your expectations for this season?
My expectations are always the same. Compete like hell to win the next game. You know, like, that's always going to be it. That will always be it. And that's the way that we're going to try to put our foot forward. We've got some new guys. We've got some guys that will have to take on extra, extra in their roles. But we believe in the guys that have been in the building, and we look forward to getting the guys that haven't and all working together to try to create a team that functions well together and plays hard as hell.
I know you heard the rumors. You must get over to it right away.
different feel here with Brian Furzocco.
Hey, Furzocco, is this a Pharrell song from Minions?
I'm impressed.
I never heard it before. WEEI Afternoons live here at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios. Want to set the table for the rest of the show. 3:30, we'll talk to our buddy Mike Giardi about what the heck's going on out in Minnesota with Patriots joint practices with the Vikings ahead of tomorrow's rare Saturday afternoon preseason game.
Do you think this will be the week where he agrees with your take about the offensive line?
I think the entire world is getting closer to my take about the offensive line, but we'll see. And Rob Bradford will join us in studio 5:30. Little Red Sox talk heading into Red Sox Marlins tonight. But right now, you heard Brad Stevens right there talking about the 2025-2026 Celtics. Go compete your ass off. Well, the schedule came out, so we know when, where, and how they'll be competing. And the number of national TV games. They had 25 on the schedule. That's behind the Thunder, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Knicks, the Wolves, the Rockets, and the Nuggets. The Thunder leading the way, tied with the Knicks, Warriors, Lakers, all with 34 games. I think that's normal, right? The defending NBA champions, the MVP, young superstar team. Okay, yeah. The Lakers, Luka, LeBron coming to the end, Luka settling in out in L.A., plus they're the Lakers, so they always get the, you know, the bump of being the Lakers. The Warriors, an aging team with star players. The Knicks, I think, is an interesting one, coming off sort of their
conference final, deep run, marquee.
Fired their coach. You know, the best thing to do after you have your best season in a quarter century
Fire the coach. Well, I mean, they had such a great market for their next coach, right?
Oh, yeah, they
definitely
were ready to go.
No buyer's remorse on
nope,
that one.
They had tons of ideas lined up. But what does this say? And a couple side notes here. Celtics have the easiest strength of schedule and are tied for the fewest back-to-back games. Just another reason for us to put pressure on my boy Jaylen Brown to carry them this season. Something that our friend Bob Cousy seems a little dubious about based on his comments to Dan Shaughnessy. But do you think this is disrespectful to see the – because I don't. 25 national – the first thing I would say is the Celtics lost their all-NBA superstar player. So right there, whatever the number is, don't you take away 20%, 10%, whatever the number is, they are not as loaded a star-studded basketball team as these other teams.
No, they are not. And while – I think locally we've talked ourselves into this will be one of the most compelling Celtics seasons in a long time because no Jason Tatum. You bring back Mazzulla. They're coming off the disappointing loss in the conference semis to the Knicks. Now Jaylen Brown takes over. You had to trade away Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. So a lot of compelling storylines for us as Celtics fans. But get outside of New England. We have to play a little game called Think Outside 495. I think people are looking at it as like, they had their time. Maybe we'll take a year or two off of the Celtics. So that's why getting over 20 nationally televised games, that still shows some respect.
It's a lot.
Because you could be, people could just say like, they ain't it this year. We'll pass.
So you lose a top five player and you lose three top 50 players. Remember the whole thing last year was like the Celtics have five. It was five in the top 48, I think, in the rankings of players in the NBA. Well, yeah, obviously. You're loaded with talent. You're the defending champions. You're going to be Christmas Day, every holiday, the whole thing. You're the biggest thing in town. Oh, no more Porzingis. No more Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, no Jason Tatum. You don't think...
And no Niang.
If the Thunder lose this year and SGA misses the following year, you think they're going to lead the league in national TV games? No shot in hell.
And do you think, quite honestly, yes, they are the defending champion. Yes, they are set up for success over the long haul as well. Do you find watching them, I'm trying not to use recency bias, I'm trying not to especially use geography bias when I say this, do you find watching the Thunder to be super compelling?
Well, I have an issue because I don't love the whole go to the free throw line thing.
Not my favorite team to watch.
Not, that is a thing for me. Now, I don't dislike them. I just, when their best player, part of his game is to really get to the line a lot. That kind of, I don't know, takes the fun. To me, if you get to the line in accordance with I'm taking it to the rim, trying to score a lot, it's three-point plays. Like, that's something different than I think he does a little bit of the James Harden. I just want to get to the line. You know, that and that style. But they have a lot of fun young basketball players. They play a high-tempo basketball. They play an aggressive-style basketball. And when they're healthy, someone like Chet Holmgren. Like, he's a fascinating player to see where his career is going to go alongside SGA. So, yeah, I think they're a fun team. But I would look at the other team. You know, you look at the Knicks –
They have a lot of talent. They have, first of all, the market of New York. They're like L.A. So
they have a good superstar. They have somebody who was on his way to stardom, and yep, I believe last year certified his superstardom.
Yeah, I think you could say Jalen Brunson's a superstar, but you automatically in New York get a bump. They want your TV market. If you're good enough to be in the conversation, you're going to get fluffed up. You're going to get overly elevated. So none of even the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, that's a young superstar. Yeah. That's a team.
He'll happily tell you he's it.
Absolutely. And he can do and say things along the way over the course of a season that will bring even more eyeballs and sort of specific interest based on whatever, you know, when he's pouting because somebody double teamed him. And that's
what happens when you're a star. When you're good, buddy. Yeah, when you're good, buddy.
So, yeah, I think the NBA is actually being pretty respectful to the Celtics right here with 25 national teams.
Let me tell you a team that I think is going to be a ton of fun to watch, because every now and again we're legally allowed to think about teams outside of Boston, though this is a Boston, where I've been told we're Boston sports original.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to watching the Spurs.
Okay.
I want to see what Wemby can become this year. If
you want to ask me which team I'm most fascinated by, you're in the right state, team.
Andy, what team are you most fascinated by this upcoming NBA season?
Houston.
I knew it.
The melding of that team under Ime Udoka with Kevin Durant, and this idea that Durant is going to put them over the top and they're a championship contender. You know I've said this. I think they might take a step backwards. I think there might be a regression. I could see Durant, who is not a winner. He has won, but is not a winner. A future segment we keep putting a pin in that we're going to do on this.
But how about that
show?
But we all love Ime, though.
Yeah, I know. And I think Ime is going to get sick and tired of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant goes to all these super teams that end up being not so super.
Ever notice that? Well, he went to this one super team and they won back-to-back NBA championships.
And they were already super. They beat him.
But were they not a super?
Riding Superman's coattails. He wasn't Superman.
Yeah, I know.
Now he has to be Superman.
I know.
Ain't going to work.
Especially when he won MVP in the finals back.
You call that hate watching or whatever? That's what I'm going to be doing with the Houston Rockets this year.
Deny it all you want. He was, they were an excellent team, but he made them more excellent.
Yeah, but they were already the best team.
But they had just lost the title, so he played the whole, like, I can't beat you, so I joined you game.
Exactly, and that's what he does.
And they were awesome.
He couldn't win in Phoenix, so he's like, hey, Ime seems like he's got something going down there in Houston. I'll go try to carpet bag down there.
Who's ever going to do an expose on why that team last year should have been really good and was an absolute medical waste fire? That Phoenix team last year was bad.
Durant. I think Kevin Durant's toxic. I think Kevin Durant does not make the players around him, the team around him, the organization better. Just my theory. Just a working theory. I have no evidence. Actually, I do have plenty of evidence over the course of his NBA career. 617-779-7937. We're talking a little Celtics schedule if you want to react to that or anything that we have on the table. Alex Cora, should he be a manager of the year candidate? What's your faith level in Alex Cora? But up next, it's time for the three-point stance, and I'm going to be talking about funny shoes and funny baseball bats. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.